Lightning 100, the latest there from J.D. McPherson. Undivided Heart and Soul is the new record on the lips, the name of that tune. About 10 minutes into the 8 o'clock hour now on your Friday morning. Good morning to one and all. Thanks for joining us this morning. And a huge thanks to the one and only Sinbad for joining us once again here in the 1 RPM studio. Welcome back.
What's up, dude? How y'all doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
We have been amped all week about this, man. Sinbad. So last time that you were in, I learned you're not just a comedy dude. You are a music guy, big time.
And a ventriloquist.
I didn't know every time. It's
but
a
I
new
suck.
Skill.
My lips move. But you know what?
Well,
but working on it, though,
but
right?
But you can't ventriloquist shame me. Don't shame me.
No, okay. No, no.
See, that's the new thing. Now the new thing is don't shame anybody for anything. Anybody can be anybody. Anybody, you're not, don't you shame me for being fat for eating. Don't shame me. Everybody, don't shame me. Mm-hmm. Don't shame me.
Oh, man, I will not shame you.
Don't shame me. Don't shame me because I'm not good. Don't shame me because I'm not good. Don't shame me because I'm not good.
Oh, we would not dare, Sinbad. You are good at comedy, and we've got some actually playing Zanies tonight. Two shows, Jay.
Yes, indeed. 7:30 and 9:45. We're actually going to give our lucky Lightning listeners a chance to call in and win tickets to the late show. But yeah, two shows tonight, two shows on Saturday, as well as two shows on Sunday. So six chances for you to see. Did they tell you about all of these?
That's a lot of shows.
It was like
you got plans.
Man, that's a lot of shows.
Sinbad just realized the amount of work. I've got to say this. When you do comedy, you make it look easy, but is it easy?
I think at some point, it's not that easy, but I think, look, whether it's music or say you're a painter and you've been doing it for so long, you can look at a house. It's not going to be easy to finish the house, but I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Right.
And that's like, okay, like coming in here, you know, if somebody's never been on the board, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, pop down. Oh, now you're always thinking you're just pulling some muscle memory.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the more you do something, the more muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. So. And you've been doing comedy for a minute, obviously.
Yeah.
It seems to me that you must have been doing music for a long time as well. What was your start in music?
You know, man, I was a drummer in high school. Jeez. I was in bands, but you know, I didn't play for 30 years.
Oh, you stepped out of it.
I went to play college basketball. I was in the military. I became a comedian. And I was always open for bands and bugging the bands. Somebody said, man, why don't you just quit bugging us and get back playing music again? So I started taking drum lessons again, and I did it in a music special.
Yes.
You know, I played drums and guitar because I started playing drums. And I said, I play drums, nobody sees me.
Yeah, right. There's all this stuff
in front. After being a comedian, I want to be in the front.
Yeah.
You know.
You're back there just pounding those.
I'm playing. Nobody saw me, man. I want to be like Phil Collins.
Yeah.
I want to drum and sing. So, you know, I said, well, I'm going to play guitar because I thought guitar was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought I'd be doing like Jimi Hendrix stuff in about a month.
Not so much.
I had a good teacher. He said, well, that's good. Okay, we're going to work on these chords. I said, but I'm going to get to the solos. Yeah. And then I found out why so many people quit guitar. Because you can noodle and noodle and noodle. Yeah, you can play for years and can't play.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I always want to be the dude who could go in Guitar Center and rip something. Somebody like, oh, man, who you play for?
Uh-huh.
But I became the guy like, oh, no, don't plug me in. Yeah, you know, so I said, okay, but I always wanted to play before I play guitar, so I'm going to play bass. Somebody said, no, play guitar first because you won't go to guitar from bass. And you probably were right. So when I picked up the bass, I said, oh, because the rhythm?
Yeah.
There it was. So I'm going to play bass. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing percussion by accident. I was just playing on some congas, and somebody said, dude, you got rhythm. That's not how technique. So I did that. Then ADHD, I saw a saxophone.
Whoa.
I said, ooh. So I'm learning saxophone, trombone right now.
Whoa.
Trump is hard as hell.
Dude, yeah. You are not.
Trump is hard because it's the dedication of the embouchure.
Yeah.
If you don't do that every day, you'll just never be good at it.
Yeah.
And learning keys. Keys is my nemesis, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the same way, man. I took piano for like maybe a month. I don't know.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know. Especially when your mom and your aunts are so good at it, making you practice. It's just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's not hard. Don't ever listen to when someone tell you it ain't hard, just run from the person. It ain't hard.
This stuff is so relatable in Nashville, Tennessee, where a ton of our listening audience plays and understands exactly what you're talking about. You could get up and do, and I know you can do this, all music material if you want, and you were crushed.
It's rough. It's rough, you musician, man.
So now you're on rhythm section.
You've
got the bass, you got the guitar. Well,
I'm doing a
one-man
song now. I'm putting a song with a looper.
Really?
Put a song together where I start on the drum. I might have like some drum pads. I'll put that down. I'll just lay it. You know, I'll just lay it. the drummer, drum machine down, right? Head down, and then I go like to the bass line, and then drop a guitar line down, then drop the little saxophone line in, man.
There's nothing.
I ain't paying nobody.
So riddle me this, Sinbad: do comedy and music trip different wires for you, or is it the same sort of wire to entertain?
Different wire.
Different. Okay, how so?
You're both on stage, but you know. Because music, you want to be with people.
Yeah.
Right.
Music is so, even if I'm by myself, I miss people around, looking at people.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of energy. And also, music moves people in a different way than comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy, people are laughing, you care, but music moves people, man. You have to write some, people have, it triggers memories.
Yeah.
It triggers thoughts. So music hits me in a different way. Music, put this way, I'll go out for no money. If I can make my money doing stand-up, I'll play in a band for nothing.
Yeah. Because you've got a cool day gig.
Oh, yeah, man.
Stand up.
I got a great day gig. Yeah. So I'll do music for nothing, man.
Oh, man.
And like most musicians.
Something else that our listeners can relate to.
Right. Yeah.
There's a collective We're Not Alone happening in Music City right now.
Yeah.
So, Sinbad, and you're talking about like playing miscellaneous percussion. You've got a pretty amazing gig coming up with the Nashville Institution, Victor Wooten.
Dude, I don't know how it happened. I went to Victor Wooten's base camp, the one I heard in Tennessee, and I got a chance to meet Victor. No, him and his family.
Yeah,
I want to do a documentary on them. They're amazing. Reggie, all of them, man. They're all amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're freaks of nature.
Yeah, they're
and
Jedi.
Their knowledge. Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I think they even take the Jedi approach to music. So in his book, how he talks about how he approaches music, he told me, man, just quit thinking so much about it.
Yeah,
that's why he tells you that. But I finally picked it up because you want to be good at something. You compare yourself to other people.
Yeah,
and that's the worst thing. Can do because that cat might just be a prodigy out this world.
Right.
But you got to do your thing. So he called me the other day. He said, hey, man, something came up. You want to go on the road with us? I said, in a tour bus? I ain't gonna make no money. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Sleep in a 2-foot bunk for free.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that's a legit musician, right there.
And I can get lessons for air. I'm going to bug the hell out of
you.
Show me this.
Where are you ever going to pick up more than on this gig, man?
I will learn so much. It'd be like it's almost like a crash course, but be careful what you pray for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, God, I want to do some music for no money. And he said, yes. I said, okay, next time. I put a little more on that prayer.
Sure, there you go.
This is a chance for me, dude. This is I'm rich.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm rich now.
Yes.
Going over Victor, I'm rich.
You were like it's music fantasy camp, but you're like
it is.
In it. You're in the band.
I'm in music fantasy camp,
right? Right.
Not
it's
bad.
One of those things that we'll talk about from time to time. That it's like, well, if you know. If you had money to spend on something, what would it be? Would it be something that you would just sit in your house?
Never mind.
It's about the experience. And maybe you take that money and go to a comedy show or a music show.
Travel. You know what? The older we get, though, when you're 20, 30, you want to buy crap.
Get right.
23, you want to buy crap. You want to buy crap. I'm going to get this, that. Uh-huh. I'm 61. You're trying to get stuff out your house.
Yeah.
You got a will. Look, if I die, let me go through my stuff. You start going through stores. Okay, I want y'all to fight over this.
I want to put these two people on.
Yeah, man. Start looking at life that way. I got too much stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, this, like, there is just nothing like music. There's also nothing like live comedy. So Nashville, a town that's been into live music for a long time, and I think becoming a good place for live comedy as well.
Yeah.
Because that creative impulse is similar, and to see somebody doing something kind of amazing on a stage that you don't know, this is a lot of musicians I'm talking about. Musicians want to be comedians.
Some are.
Same way,
The best musicians, if they got a funny patter, if they can talk, I used to be jealous. Smokey Robinson's funny.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson's, I used to be just, he can sing and he's funny.
Yeah.
That ain't fair.
That
ain't fair. If you can sing and be funny, Everett Harvest, a saxophone player, he's funny.
Yeah.
And he started doing more stuff on stage with it. I said, see, that's the trifecta. Perform, sing, and be funny.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Perform, sing, and be funny. Comedy and music always go hand in hand. We open for bands.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
See, all these comics always want to open for me. I said, quit begging comics to open for another comic because you're colliding with each other.
Mm.
Find a band.
Mm.
Open for that band.
That's great.
And it's a full experience. Yeah.
You
can do that here. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Nashville, make your way out to one of these gigs at Zany's. I promise you, you're going to flip. So much fun. And if you've never seen live comedy, this is a heck of a way to enter into it.
That's right. At Zany's and as we mentioned, I think it actually was kind of news to Sinbad. He's actually got six shows coming up. Two tonight, two tomorrow, and two on Sunday. And those tickets are available. Visit zanysnashville.com.
Man, do y'all play music? Do y'all play music?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all playing?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I write songs.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I'm going to write a song this year. I've never written a song.
Oh, really?
And then I was clowning on stage just doing these things. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're writing songs. So I said, what? He said, dude, you're writing songs. So what? I'm just being stupid. He goes, like, watch, just change. Now you go from being stupid. And then, because you're trying not to commit, so you're making these little stupid songs.
Says, yes.
Flip it. Because I got this writing song class, and what is a lyric?
Yeah.
How you find that? And I want to suffer. Like, I know people go through.
Gotta suffer.
And they say, look, man, so I do a thing on stage now when I do music. I say, give me a thought. That's the song for the night.
Yeah.
So I do a thing now.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We're ready to play the first Sinbad song as well, man.
Right. Oh, man.
Somebody who I think is low-key and so underappreciated for being hilarious was Prince. I think Prince was so funny.
No, that's my
funny.
Dude.
Am I
Prince
crazy?
Prince is funny as hell.
I think the same
thing. That's why
thing.
I said hated him. He's a trifecta.
He's so funny, dude.
Prince was like, you know what this? He's something you can't shoot to be.
Yeah.
He shows you what it can be.
Right. Mm.
There's certain people God didn't make, two or three of them.
No.
You don't surpass them. You go like, it's like Dr. J, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. He shows you what the game can be.
Yes.
Right? And you go like, okay, that's the thing you shoot for. Even if I fall short, I'll be great.
Yeah.
That's what you shoot for, man.
Man, I got to tour Paisley Park a couple months ago and just lost my mind. You, obviously, somebody that's talked to Prince. Have you been to Paisley as
that's
well?
That's my friend. No, I used to hang out with
that's
dude.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I didn't want to make you.
Like, he lived there. He lived there. When he bulldozed his house, he moved in. Can you see living upstairs above the recording studio?
Yep.
Like that. Not just recording studio. You saw it. It's performing. Yeah. You put your show together.
Oh,
you
my
put
gosh.
Your shows there.
Yeah.
You perform there.
Yeah. It's insane.
You put your show together and perform there.
Yeah.
And you go, then you go to bed.
Maybe. There are no clocks either. It's like Vegas. Time kind of doesn't exist in there the way it was explained to me.
It doesn't.
And he might step on the stage at 4 a.m. and then go play for 4 hours.
And if you're in his band, you always have to be ready to perform.
Yeah.
Wow. He brings you in, but you're always ready. You always got to be dressed. They're always ready to perform.
And you had to be able to ball too, right?
Oh,
you had to have inside outside game, be able to post up and
ball,
shoot
man.
The J. Yeah.
He could ball, bro.
Oh yeah.
Dude. He could play basketball.
I'm so glad that we got to talk about this. Should we spin a Prince song? Is that cool?
Let's do that,
all
man.
All right, if we got just a minute, here's some Let's Go Crazy from his Royal Badness on Lightning 100. Lightning 100. What a joy. Prince, Let's Go Crazy. We're hanging with Sinbad. It is my best day ever.
You're right.
man, so Sinbad, you got some shows happening in Zanies. Two tonight, two tomorrow, two Sunday. We're so amped to be talking to you. You're obviously a huge music guy as well. With comedy, like, it seems like it's always come naturally to you, but if you went back and saw your first show, what would your review be for your first comedy show?
My very first show was in the military. It was an Air Force talent show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The comedy competition, there was an MC competition and a stand-up comedy competition. I lost in the stand-up comedy competition, but I was the only one in it. I didn't get enough points to beat me.
Wow, difficult Elvin.
I didn't know what to do.
That's a Michael Jordan kind of story.
I didn't know. I became this Devo character. I put a mixing bowl in my hand, painted my face silver. And then there's a guy here named, man. He's from Nashville. He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, really?
He did the music for our show.
Okay.
I gotta find it.
I'm sure we know him.
Okay, it's gonna come to me, man. Jesus, man. I don't think his name. He changed my life.
Really?
He said, hey, man, you about to do the MC category? I had these jokes written down. He goes, let me see those. Uh-huh. He threw them in the trash. Stop.
Wow.
He said, please stop. I said, please stop. I said, what do you mean? He goes, do what you do when you sit with us and tell stories.
So that's your comedy?
It's just sitting around. What I see during the day, I used to just make everybody laugh. He goes, I don't know why you're trying to do. I thought that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
But why am I tripping? He was such a gifted cat, man.
Dude.
But he was the one that said, look, man, just do what you do.
Man, And that, I feel like, is a thing in music, too. One of the biggest mistakes is trying too hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the best directive you can get from a producer is lay back. Like, it's okay. Just let the song kind of come to you. Oh, man, Sinbad, we got a bunch of gigs at Zany's this weekend. And Nashville, it's going to be an amazing time, Jay. One of the
No excuse to miss one of the six shows. You have six chances to see Sinbad tonight at 7:30, doors at 6, tonight at 9:45, tomorrow at 7 and 9:15, and then Sunday, early show at 6, and the final show Sunday at 8:30. And we actually are going to open up the phone lines here in a minute and give you a chance to win your way into the late show tonight, 9:45, out at Zany's. Sinbad, thank you so much for making time to come back.
John?
How old are you guys?
37.
Yeah, you look young, man.
Thank you.
22.
Yeah, you, baby.
42.
See, y'all look young.
Hey, so
I'm looking at you. I'm like, I remember I could eat cookies and look like y'all. I said, you can throw a shirt. I'm looking. I forgot it was like just to throw a shirt on.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, I'm like, dude, you almost forget. Don't take this.
So I work a little bit.
Yeah, but don't take this for granted.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm saying, right around 28, you were like this. Jesus.
What happened? Did I shoot them in the dryer?
Yeah, yes, you're going to think. First time you think somebody messed your stuff up.
Yeah. But you dropped your number 61 in real sly. I was like, he's not 61.
No way.
But also, you're honest, so I believe you.
Yeah, man.
But it's very surprising. Does being like happy and positive keep you young? Is that what it is?
I think, you know, for me, man, I always had fun no matter. Careers are up and down.
Yeah.
But if you don't let that, you know, don't believe them when they say you're great, and don't believe them when they say you suck.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick that. And you don't get to pick when I'm done. And you don't get to tell me, man, hey, man, you're through. Am I still standing?
Yep.
Am I still breathing?
Yeah.
And I don't know your name and you know mine?
Uh-huh.
So until I know your name.
That's right.
I know your name.
Uh-huh. That's the truth, the truth. That is Sinbad, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again so much for joining us. And let's go ahead.
All right.
Open up the phone line here in the 1 RPM studio, 615-777-5100. Let's take caller number 2 now.
All right.
You're going to win 2 tickets to see Sinbad tonight at 9:45 at Zany's. Again, zanysnashville.com. Get your tickets. Don't miss one of your 6 chances to see Sinbad live at Zany's this weekend. Thanks so much again, Sinbad.
Cool, man.
Great to have you here.
My pleasure.
8:31 on your Friday morning as we check in with Higgins now to get a look at the Nashville roadways on this Friday. Hey, Higgins, you
jealous,
over there, bud?
Jealous.
All right, man. Sinbad doesn't have his headphones on.
He's just saying he's jealous.
Gets to hang out with Sinbad.
The guy's got to hang out with Mr. Wheat all morning. That's so cool.
That's us.
In the traffic room.
That's us. But hey, I tell you what, Higgins, you got 6 chances to see him. You got 6 chances to see him out at Zany's this weekend.
I'm going to get over there. That's it. It's Zany's. You got it.
Let's do it.
All right, this report is brought to you by American Express and Hilton Honors right now. What we're seeing, man, it got slow south side 65.